This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Again, conversationalists around the world, around the country, listening to the DJV show, the DJV program, J. Jennifer, V. Victoria, D. Doug. There's a C in there, too, if you want to go to Twitter, at C. Shillen. All of us are on Twitter, at DJV show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillen, at Doug Steffen. Hi, let's get back to the focus on the world as we see it and we know it. Jennifer, you can have the honors of leading off with a story that will hit it out of the park.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought this one was kind of interesting. A Texas grandmother is getting a lot of attention because she shot a man. Well, why, you ask? Yeah. He was riding a bicycle. He was having a good time with himself, if you catch my drift.
Oh, boy.
And
what do you mean by that, Jennifer?
Right. And he was trying to break into her Houston home all at the same time. Hey. According to this woman, her granddaughter was inside the house at the time. The man, who has not yet been identified, was taking out her trash around 5:15 in the afternoon, I mean in the early evening, when she said this man followed her to her front door and was doing his business. While attempting to break into the house, according to Lieutenant Larry Krausen with the Houston Chronicle, she told him to stay away and not come in the house or she would get a gun and shoot him. When the man persisted, the woman said she got a gun, fired one shot through the door, hitting the man in the chest. The man tried to flee on his bike, but only managed to pedal a few feet before he collapsed. Paramedics rushed to the rushed the man to the hospital. He was in critical condition. He is going to survive. Neighbors told reporters that if they were in the woman's shoes, they would have acted just the same. She did what she had to do, they said, to protect her family. The woman's granddaughter was inside the house. She's 14 during the break-in, but she didn't see any of it. Thank God, what a nightmare. The man had been arrested a week earlier for walking around the same area while naked. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Grand, don't mess with granny.
Wow. Crazy people. Yeah.
I've never tried to break into a house before, but I've got to say, it just seems more efficient to just focus on that instead of also doing, at the same time.
Well, this is what I'm giving this guy props for, is to be a multitasker and be able to do all three of those things.
While riding a bike. Yeah.
Right.
Most men can't multitask, so.
Oh, here we go. Taking a shot at the men. Yep, all right. Most men can't multitask. Obviously, you haven't spent a lot of time around me.
I spent a lot of time while you write an email and then pretend to listen to us on the side, and then you're not actually.
That's hardly fair.
Or when you pretend to listen to us on the air and you're really just reading something and going, at all the wrong places.
And then you ask
a question, and I say, I just said that.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
That's really harsh.
Pulling back the curtain, letting everybody know what really goes on.
All right. Yep. There's no. All right. The heartbreaking moment. This is a story that will. This is just going to grab you, so be prepared. Teenage girl in a hospital embracing her boyfriend in the bed just before his life support was turned off. Captured on camera. Stephanie Ray, 15, said goodbye to Blake Ward, 16, who was caught in a rip at sea last week. So you can see the picture of the two cuddled together in his hospital bed. She said she couldn't bear to leave his side. This is a really horrible accident that happened last Tuesday. One of the three teenagers pulled from the water in northwest Wales, airlifted to a hospital. The condition of the other two isn't known, but just if you look at the picture, it's the old "the picture is worth a thousand words." And that's all. There were some pictures also with the two of them together. First loves. You know, do you remember that experience, honestly, Victoria? Your first love?
Sure. Think
back to the boy that you first, what was his name?
I don't talk about him on the air, but he's still a friend of mine. But, yeah, oh.
That doesn't stop me from talking about people that were my,
I know.
Yes, okay. So, you know, so was he, he's your friend still. That's really very good.
We don't see, he lives across the country, so we don't really see each other, but we're still
but
in contact.
Friendly.
But yeah,
yeah.
Friendly.
What did
yes.
you, what was there, what was the experience like? What was it in terms of how you felt and was it?
These are not things that I want to talk about when my husband is around.
Yeah. Oh, that's so, it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Husband listening. Okay. Jennifer.
He's not a fan.
Jeff's, oh, is a little jealous there. Hey.
Yeah.
All right, Jen, what about you and your first love?
I would say it was probably Dave, who I met through work, and it was weird because for first love, it was a weird situation because he lived in Las Vegas. I lived in California, but we went back and forth, and it worked for a year or two, and then I think we grew out of it, and we still keep in touch occasionally.
Mm-hmm. You do?
Yeah, we're not on terrible terms, yeah.
Yeah. All right, what about you, Kara? First love.
I don't know.
Remember, Kara's never been kissed, right?
All right.
Yeah, that's me. You know, but in terms of this, you know, I've dated people, but when I think back on it, I don't think I've ever really had that, like, all-consuming, like, I'm so in love with you feeling. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm still waiting on that. I'll let you know when I have my first kiss.
Nothing wrong with that first kiss.
Poor Kara.
We should stop spreading that rumor.
I know.
Otherwise, people are
going to
be like,
rumor.
Wow, Kara's 26 and she's never been kissed.
Never
Let's
been
make a
kissed.
Movie about her.
Sweet 16 and never been kissed. All right. So, the old story, the rule of thumb, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right? Remember that? Unless you have the story that is floating out of the Wynn Hotel in Las Vegas this week, Chris Donahoe was removed by security from the Encore Beach Club because of his choice of swimwear. This gentleman is gay. He says it was an act of discrimination. He posted a video to his Facebook page that showed the confrontation with the general manager of the hotel. He says the manager made him leave the pool for wearing a Mr. Turk bathing suit. So, I don't know what Mr. Turk, no, I don't even know. He says that it challenged the integrity of the pool party that was going on. And I was not welcome because I was a gay guy wearing a bathing suit. It was a little too gay for the club.
So what I'm assuming
is it looks like they're just very skimpy little speedo
right,
type.
Not much.
Yeah,
right.
I see short shorts. I guess Mr. Turk is just a brand. I'm seeing some short shorts and some speedos.
Yeah.
I'd rather see a young guy wearing a speedo than whenever I go to the beach and I see like a 60-year-old dude who hasn't worked out in a while wearing a speedo. But
those are always the ones who choose them.
It's so ridiculous.
And the nude beaches, they're always the ones.
So is this much ado about nothing, these sorts of things?
Well, I think it depends what everyone else was wearing. If, you know, he was just sent out because he was wearing a speedo, and if all the girls were wearing super skimpy bikinis, then
I'm looking at the pictures of the pool party. Women look like they're normally attired that I can see, and the guys as well. That look doesn't do anything for me. And I can't imagine it would do anything for women either, really. I mean, why do women want to look at guys' junk hanging out of
He said he's gay.
Well, but even so, he said he was gay.
I don't think that women are his audience then.
But they don't know, well.
But I don't
really
think any of us need to see his junk. If the junk is hanging out, if the junk is coming out of the trunk, then we need to be able to, like, say, go back to your room.
But what? But exactly why was he, that's what I don't really get from this story. Is this, so he's wearing a speedo and he was asked to leave because he's wearing a speedo?
Yeah. Because the people there found it, or the manager found it offensive for him to have a little, just something little wrapped around his waist.
I have a feeling it was a pretty tiny one. Do we have a picture? Did he send us?
Yeah, the picture's online. It's yellow.
But how little is it?
It's pretty little. You can see what you don't want to see.
But you can see that in any type of speedo like that.
You can't when I wear. I don't wear speedos.
Right.
But
as you shouldn't. Nobody should be really wearing.
No one really should.
No, it was the way Jennifer. I mean, Victoria said, "Right."
Right.
Yeah, it was the way you. It was the way
Let's
you
hope
said.
Not. Let's put
right.
That Let's hope not.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's not my style. Thank you very much.
This is a pretty normal-looking Speedo. I'm looking at it now. It's small, but it's a normal-looking Speedo. So it's not like he's wearing, you know, a Speedo with his butt hanging out or anything from the front. Well, no, but you're making it sound like it's, you know, cut extra high so you can actually see some stuff. I mean, like, it's just a normal-looking Speedo. So I don't really get, and I'm absolutely positive because like the new trend in women's bathing suits is thongs. I'm seeing them everywhere all the time, or super high cut bikinis.
Yep.
So I don't really understand why he was kicked out, but other people were allowed to stay. Mm. I don't know. Someone draw a line and say you can only wear one pieces.
Yeah,
and
who's the arbiter
pants?
Of good taste when it comes to that sort of thing? That's a question and a half.
It is a question.
Thank you. 16 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are the Automotive News headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Toyota may stop importing certain models if the government imposes tariffs on foreign cars. Tariffs could add 10 to 25% on the cost of a new car. Toyota's reaction may be to increase the price of new cars to cover the cost or just stop importing some models that don't make sense. So what Toyota cars are built outside the US? The RAV4, the Prius range, CHR, Land Cruiser, Mirai, 4Runner, and the entire Lexus lineup. They could all be subject to price hikes or cancellations. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Honey.
Hi.
Sitting in the garage again, huh?
Yeah.
All alone?
Yeah.
On our son's bicycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. And when you ride with us for 4 straight years without an accident, we won't count your first one against you, no matter how much it costs. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Accident forgiveness not available in all states.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Did you know that clouds fly higher during the day than they do during the night? How many people knew that? Raise your hands, please. Jennifer, Victoria?
Did not know. Is that real?
Yes. What do you mean, is it real? Are you suggesting I'm making this up?
Well,
no. That is a fact.
Maybe it's
check
just
it out.
You get sea clouds at night?
No. Well, that's maybe part of the factor. Clouds higher during the day. All right. It's 20. I'm tired of this disrespect. 21 after the hour.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
He's a member of the Still Stiff Squad. You know, Gonzo. We have we have a couple of musical items here that relate to people who have passed on, if you will. The DJV show, Jennifer Victoria and I, focusing on the Richie Valens Memorial Highway, which will be inaugurated at the end of the month with a screening of the movie La Bamba. And a family-friendly festival featuring, you like that alliteration? A family-friendly festival featuring performances by Richie Valens' tribute band, led by Ernie, his cousin, Ernie Valens. Stretch of the 5 freeway to be named for Valens runs through Pacoima in Southern California's San Fernando Valley, which was where he lived. Born Richard Stephen Valenzuela. A Chicano rock pioneer, as he was described. First hit 1958, La Bamba. Song that transcended the singer and his career. La Bamba! Crank that up, will you please? I always play. I remember as a jock playing this song. Chicano rock. Uh-huh. He was in the plane crash with Buddy Holly. Didn't remember that. Big Bopper and Richie Valens all got killed in that plane crash after the concert down in, where the heck was it? In Texas someplace. L.A. City Councilwoman Monica Rodriguez. What's she all about, Jennifer? What do you know about her?
Rodriguez. You know, yeah. They do a lot good? Of stuff that doesn't mean a whole lot, but good for her.
Like this.
She made the council does, you know.
The announcement about the Valens Highway naming ceremony said, quote, breaking barriers is one of the first Latino musicians to cross over to mainstream rock. His music was the soundtrack for a generation.
Richie Valens is a big deal. I used to walk by his grave, actually, almost every day going into high school because he was buried at the Mission in San Fernando. So he's important to the San Fernando Valley, for sure, important to music culture, but also just the culture of the San Fernando Valley. I had actually thought, and maybe I might have to drive this way on the way home, I had actually thought there was already an overpass on the 118 that they had named for Richie Valens.
I was thinking that there was something else named for him. He lived on Laurel Canyon Boulevard. And that's where the movie screening is going to take place, at Ritchie Valens Park in Pacoima.
Yeah,
that must be way down in. That's way in to. That's in the valley. Way big.
It's very close to where I live, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, it's
well, that's
about
big time. You're big time in the valley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so the event is the 25th. Maybe I should come back.
Big time in the valley.
Yeah, big
time.
Whenever
you guys talk about California, I just like fall asleep. Like no one else knows any of these things.
Really?
You're all the valley and the 27 and the 405.
Because what all Californians do is talk about
whatever the highways
are.
All right.
Avoid the traffic.
Okay. Next, time to move on, Jennifer, apparently. Tom Petty is also dead. He's become the first artist to get in the Billboard Top 10 Adult Alternative Song Chart with Keep the Little Soul. It's the first single from An American Treasure, which is a 60-song Tom Petty box set due out the 28th of next month. The song debuted at number 12. Now, actually that was last week, it's number 7 this week. Keep a Little Soul is his 8th adult alternative song top 10. He had 4 number ones in the chart during his career: Saving Grace, Room at the Top, Walls, and Waiting for Tonight back in 1996. Other artists who have landed outside the top 10 after they passed away: Sharon Jones, the Dap Kings, reaching number 30 on the chart. And so there you go. But that's not the story. The story is Tom Petty breaking into the Billboard top 10. And he's still room temperature, 28 past the hour. I'm talking about unity for all people.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day. Starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Thousands of veterans need service or comfort animals. Many of them never get one. This is one of the reasons why we lose these heroes to suicide. There are also millions of dogs in shelters, many of whom will never be adopted. The Wounded Paw Project helps bring these two together. They save dogs from shelters and train them to be companions and helpers to our wounded heroes, and for just $19 tax-deductible dollars a month. Go to woundedpawproject.org to find out how you can help. That's woundedpawproject.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Republican Congressman Christopher Collins says he will fight charges that he used insider information about a biotechnology company to make illicit stock trades. He spoke to the press after pleading not guilty to insider trading earlier in the courtroom.
As I fight to clear my name, rest assured, I will continue to work hard for the people and constituents of the 27th Congressional District of New York, and I will remain on the ballot running for re-election this November.
He accused a New York City federal court of tipping off his son about bad news and helping others avoid big losses in the company where he was a board member. In fact, he's accused of making the tip-off phone call from a White House picnic. His attorneys say they will mount a vigorous defense to clear his name. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
And my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
After the hour now, this is the DJB Experience. Doug Steffen presenting three people that will help make your day better. It's a good day when Jennifer is here, Victoria is here, Kara is here, and I'm here to examine a number of things, starting with people who didn't make it through the funeral. What do you have trending there, Victoria?
Yeah, this is a crazy story. At least 9 people have died, and I think a total of 52 people became sick from the food served at a funeral. So this is in Peru. Aren't you going to Peru soon?
I am in November.
I guess don't go to any funerals.
No.
So they say that insecticides
are not
suspected.
That's how I'm going. Yeah, but thank you. Yeah.
So they say insecticides, this is right outside of Lima, Peru, and they said insecticides are suspected, but they've taken samples of the food and whatever everyone was drinking to determine the exact contaminants. 52 people became sick overall. They say a 2-year-old baby and a pregnant woman did become sick, but are expected to make it. The Minister of Health, of course, issued condolences and things like that. Yeah. They're still trying to figure it out. The age ranges of the deceased go from 12 to 78 years old. So whatever they were eating, no one was safe from this. So this is a developing story. Yeah. They're trying to figure it out.
There's so much stuff in the air.
Here's the question,
food,
though. I know they're suspecting insecticides, but where are you eating at a funeral?
Whenever I go to a funeral, there's usually a
gathering
afterwards.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
So this people might use a restaurant or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So to continue in this vein as to what people eat or what's going on in their bodies and what happens when you're around things that are contaminated, there's a story from St. Louis, because it's headquarters for Monsanto, whether they put two and two together there or not. Maybe after a few more of these stories come out, they'll put some people and some places together. A recent health report in St. Louis finds residents who grew up in certain areas contaminated by radioactive waste that has apparently been in the ground for decades. And so there are a number of people showing up with risk for bone cancer, lung cancer, heart disease, all kinds of stuff. So the Agency for Toxic Substance and Disease Registry, which is a U.S. Center for Disease Control outcropping, looking into this situation. And one of the things that I saw that really piqued my attention is that this is not unique to St. Louis. It's connected to America's development of its nuclear weaponry. It seems that it started in St. Louis, where a lot of other things like Monsanto started. But there have been radioactive waste produced in soils all around the country in almost a straight line from St. Louis out to Area 54, area whatever it is in Roswell, New Mexico. There is in that area where the first nuclear testing was done. Nobody's ever put this together either, or at least I've never heard anybody talk about it. How when we were first testing in the 40s nuclear weaponry, we did it out in the open. We just go out in the desert and in New Mexico and Nevada and northern Arizona, and they blow up these nuclear devices. So the stuff, John Wayne did a movie in the desert right after one of those nuclear tests in the 50s, and he died of a cancer that's associated with the kind of fallout that came. And all the people on the crew of the movie, Genghis Khan it was called, all the people on the crew all died of the same kind of cancer. Wow. Oh, duh. What do you think is going on? Well, now, certainly that stuff is all stopped. But you don't get rid of one of the things that most people know when you study radioactivity is you can't wash it away. You can't burn it away. It's there for millennia. So the radioactive waste that is in the soil there, and many believe in St. Louis as well, is the reason for all of this cancer. Liver cancer, lung cancer, horrible stuff. And I guess my question is, what the hell are we doing to ourselves by exposing ourselves to this kind of stuff? And I guess maybe that question can be answered. Well, I'm going to ask that question and carry it through with a focus on something else. I sort of put a number of things together here for us to think about for a few minutes that have to do with the polluting. That's radioactive pollution, but there are all kinds of pollution around. I don't know if you've gone to any national parks this summer or not, but if you have enjoyed in the past going to national parks and breathing in all the fresh air, you may want to rethink that. The air at U.S. national parks is almost as polluted as the air in our 20 biggest cities. In the last 15 years or so, the air has been studied in the national parks, and the ozone layer is the same as in the 20 largest cities in America. For example, Joshua Tree National Park in Southern California, Jennifer, had an average, basically the same number of unhealthy ozone days as Los Angeles and New York.
Wow, that's depressing.
The polluted air there drifts into the parks from urban areas, and because mountainous areas, oftentimes these parks are mountainous areas, it holds the basin, the L.A. basin, for a long time. Remember, I used to talk about flying into L.A. and there's five layers of crud in the air. Well, the same sort of thing is happening in the national parks. I don't know what you do about it. Cutting back on emissions is something that the country is trying to do, but I don't know that that does it alone. I'm pointing it out because we're doing horrible things to our land and to ourselves. Here's another one. A 2,000-foot-long contraception. No. The trash collector. Have you seen this? I talked about this 3 or 4 months ago. The big machine that floats and picks up all of the plastic in the water. Remember we talked about that ocean, the ocean cleanup project? This giant sieve that eats, it's a big machine that goes into areas and eats the plastic, cleans it out of the water, collecting millions of tons of garbage. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch, which has been written about killing whales and dolphins and fish and turtles and seals. It's expensive, but it was created by a young Dutch guy named Boyan Slat, who was so disgusted by the plastic waste that he's been reading about and encountering. He's a diver. He spent a lot of time in the water off of Greece as a teenager. He's now said he will devote his life to cleaning up the mess. And part of it is developing this trash collector that goes out into the ocean and gobbles up all kinds of things that are floating. And you see these pictures all the time, all over the place. I happen to have a... I'm fortunate enough to have a subscription to National Geographic, which I read when I'm eating my dinner. Oh, yeah. Right. Now it comes to me every month. I think Meredith gave it to me Christmas or so ago. And it's really fascinating. I don't waste any time. If I'm eating, I'm reading. So in the current issue of National Geographic, there's pretty much the whole issue is devoted to what the problem is, first of all, with pollution, plastic. On the cover of National Geographic, this one, Planet or Plastic? And it goes through the billions and billions and billions of pounds of plastic that are in our oceans and what it's doing. The amount of plastic is as in the oceans as big as any iceberg on the planet. That's how huge the problem is. And people say, well, I don't want to feel guilty about what I do. Well, you know what? You ought to feel guilty because this is ridiculous. What we're doing to ourselves, you know, it's handy, it's convenient. I think this, yesterday I was drinking a bottle of plastic water when I was on the tractor. I thought, what am I doing this for? And we sell plastic bottles of water in the ice cream bus. And I'm not thinking to myself, well, I don't know how to eliminate that, but I do know how to eliminate it on my own. There's a thermos. I had a couple of thermoses around here that I'm going to use on the tractor. It keeps the water cold anyway. If you put it in a plastic bottle, it just gets cooked. But the pictures in this National Geographic, I bet you can go online to nationalgeographic.org and see some of the highlights of this article about what we are collecting, what we're using, where it's going, the fact that plastic is we're talking about nuclear waste. That doesn't go away. Well, the plastic doesn't go away either. It doesn't break down. So if you look at and America is not the only area. Actually, we aren't bad in comparison to Asia. If you look around Asia, India and Pakistan and Vietnam and Laos and Cambodia and China and Japan, my God, they're awful about it in Japan. The coastline is covered with trash all around Japan. And so as I read this article and understood how, you know, there's just, again, the pictures of kids collecting plastic. And it's interesting how when you get right down to the bottom line, you know, we can talk about the problem, but what's the solution? There's a challenge, we know, because of all the stuff, you know, that we PVC pipe and polyurethane and polypropylene, all this stuff, and where there's a place called Henderson Island in the Pacific that's uninhabited, and apparently it attracts, that's where this guy's going with his machine, out there in the middle, it's way south of the Hawaiian Islands, and they have found plastic pellets and fishing cords. There's a picture in this National Geographic of a turtle wrapped up in a plastic fishing net. And if it weren't for a diver, the turtle would have died because it got all wrapped up in this thing. So the toll on wildlife is huge as well. So it's a threat to everything on the planet, and it's time we did something about it. And so the article goes on how we can stem the tide of using plastics. Norway recovers most of its plastic bottles because they have high deposits on them. You get a dollar for bringing a plastic bottle back to a recycling machine in a supermarket. Isn't that a good idea?
If you're going to create a problem, then fix it,
for heaven's sakes. And fix it by requiring people who are using them to pay the price. This is the DJV Show at 12 before the hour.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th. The promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binder.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come into Office Depot Office Max to get select back-to-school supplies for just $1 or less. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Limit supplies, see store for details.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that we not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love! It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Cases of serious food poisoning are on the rise, and you are the first line of defense. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. From ice cream to sprouts, ground beef to processed foods, recalls abound. The CDC estimates that each year, roughly 48 million Americans get sick, and 3,000 of us die. Beef, dairy, and certain types of vegetables and fruits are the most common sources of the four major types of deadly bacteria. For instance, researchers found that on any given day, up to 1 in 10 deli swab samples tested positive for virulent forms of Listeria. There is much you can do to protect yourself, from cooking foods thoroughly, checking expiration dates, scrubbing veggies and fruits, and washing your hands with bacterial soap after food prep. And when it comes to cross-contamination, it's no longer just sponges and filthy kitchen towels to watch out for. Cell phones are transporting killer germs to places they should never be.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Exciting parts of my program every week are our program. Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. Love Warren. Love the Pet Show. Love his focus on your pets. And so let's get right to it, Warren. By the way, if you want to find the Pet Show, go to petshow.com, radio station near you, or listen to it online. He's on Facebook, facebook.com/petshow. So you have studied the dirty places in the house. I know you have a lot of time on your hands, Warren. So this is, I guess, an indication of what you've been looking at around your house, or is this not a factor of what actually happens in your house, all these dirty places around the house?
You know, it's interesting because when I read this report this morning, I'm really good about cleaning my dog's dishes. I do it every single day. I only use stainless steel or ceramic, no plastic dishes in my house.
Yep.
I really use hot water. As a matter of fact, once a week I'll actually take some bleach and a gallon of water, and I'll mix it together and clean their bowls with some bleach.
Do you have them in a little stand, Warren? Daisy eats in a little stand.
I do.
There's
been a lot of controversy about that, but they say that feeding a dog at a higher level is much more important because the dog, you know, can you imagine trying to eating with your whole body bent over, trying to eat and swallow food that way? So it's more comfortable, and a lot of vets agree that it's better to feed the dog a little bit, even cats. Cats about shoebox height, dogs, depending on their height, a little bit higher. So, yeah, you would have to obviously sanitize that. I was shocked this morning when I did some research and found out that this amazes me, that the most germs in the household are in the kitchen sponge, but number four of dirty things in the household, of all the dirty things, is your dog or cat's dish, and a lot of people are unaware of that. that. I mean, I see so many people call me and they'll talk to me about plastic dishes for their dog, and that's what they use. And you ask them how often they clean their dog's bowl. Well, I throw it in a dishwasher once a week. That's not enough. And here's the problem. Pet bowls can contain bacteria, salmonella, E. coli, and even staph. And that's why I believe, and this is only my opinion now, so many dogs and cats, 85% of dogs and cats will develop some type of dental or periodontal disease by the time they're 3 years old. And my feeling is that by drinking a lot of the water and the food out of these dirty dishes may introduce a lot of things into their mouth that shouldn't be there.
Wow. All right. Well,
pet toys also, by the way, pet toys, not only is it the dishes, it's the pet toys as well. If your dog or cat is playing with toys, make sure you keep those clean as well, because, you know, saliva gets on it and bacteria can grow.
Right. All right. Now, in the same vein, people who are washing their puppies, their dogs, either in the bathtub or in the shower, it's a great thing. You want to keep the dog clean for sure. I wonder two things. One, how you clean your dogs and how you make sure they don't have the soap stuck to their skin when they're all done. How often do you use it? And what do you use to wash your dogs? What kind of soap?
You know, it's kind of interesting that you bring that up, because I'm very, very conscientious about skin care and shedding and dander and dry skin. That's why I developed the Hugs and Kisses, really. So the bottom line is, very often people will bathe their dogs too often, and that will help dry the skin out. That's number one. Number two, also, you don't want to use human shampoo, because it's caustic. If the dog licks it, they can get an upset stomach. Yeah, so you want to use a pet shampoo. I use an all-natural pet shampoo. It's made by a company called Nature Vet in Southern California, and I've been using it for years. The most important thing to remember, though, is you want to brush your dog before you wash him. And the reason for that is, the dog has any knots on him and you get them wet, those knots get tighter and tighter and they can cause sores. So you want to brush the dog first. Once the dog is brushed, I actually get into a shower with my dog and we shower together. I keep my trunks on, though. I just want everyone to know that right off the bat. Okay? This is something we should talk about next week. I never get naked in front of my pets. That's my own psychological problem. We'll talk about it another time. But anyway, the bottom line is that you want to make sure you rinse whatever shampoo you're using on the dog off thoroughly. I have one of those things, you know, that comes off the top of the shower and you can really get it down into the dog's skin. And I do that two or three times, two or three rinses, make sure it's off dry thoroughly. And that's how I bathe my dog.
I use an oatmeal bath.
Great. Oatmeal's great if the dog has dry skin.
Yeah,
oatmeal's fine if the dog has dry skin. And there's a lot of shampoos on the market. There's a lot of stuff with, you know, natural oils, which are fine. You just have to be careful. Some natural oils can make the dog sick. And you've got to get the soap off the dog.
Yep. Tell me whether you think this makes sense. In the Soviet Union, Russia, they're experimenting to tame foxes as household pets. Will that work or not? What do you think about foxes as a pet?
I think we should leave them alone. Leave them in the wild. That's where they belong. There are so many dogs and so many dogs that need homes around the world. Before you start domesticating another animal, how about we find homes for the domestic animals we already have?
Well, this is in Russia. Who knows? But they'd probably eat the dogs over there. In some parts, I'm not being facetious, I think they probably do. When you get out into the hinterlands out in Mongolia and places like that, I'm sure the dogs get eaten because there isn't much else there to eat. You realize the reality of taming foxes. Probably better off to eat them. All right, Warren Eckstein, what a pleasant way to end our conversation from the Pet Show.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.